kad smo redim ovo nazad, Bogu da je tog svega izrepim šemo iz padijeca, hvala vam. Ovo se da jojo kroji cvojni, jer ovi jojo kol da cvojni kom dološa na cofu vam jedin. Mogu se postaviti da sam cvojni arhek me lehen, kako pozgan na distance cvojni da jedin mladijeca, hvala vam. Zorki moja fara mama da sa cvenji afrik me aletim zeo je sa horo še sopnu mo ime tu liba še lada. It's always hidden in the heart of a person like that. What is all that speaks out? Person does all types of things. He doesn't even realize that the Azar is calculating what he wants in the end because he's hidden in your heart and he ambushes you. Because he gets you to do A and then that causes B and that causes C, but he really wanted D. He wanted the end of the process. It's funny. And that's why the Gemara says, I'm going to use a whole pasuk over here. Then the Gemara says, Shenasan Ein of the Mikdash Rishon the Echrivoi, Bahar Tamid of Amchavoi, destroyed the Mitz Mikdash. Nasan Ein, he put his eye on the Mitz Mikdash, he destroyed it, and the Tamid of Amchavoi. Mar says that the tzvayni, the yitzhara, is nosan enos. Rabbi Yochum explains that what the Gemara means nosan enos and what it is connected to tzvayni. Tzvayni means that the yitzhara is not out in the open, it's hidden. He has his own agenda that's covered over. And that's what he says, Nosan Enoch means. He says something very interesting. He says that this Gemara is a certain approach to the Chorban and the Tisha B'Av. He says, the person might make a mistake, says Rabbi Yochum, and think that those Edoim, Roimi, the Romans, they came, there was a war, they wanted to capture Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to control the world. And as part of the Muhammad, part of the Mochama was they came and they captured Israel and they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. That's how you could understand the story. And that's the form of Taka. At the end of the process, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Since we're going to know, the Gemara says Nishtazai, Nasan Eino is that his goal was the Beis Hamikdash. The whole story, the whole rebellion and the whole capturing and the whole Rome and everything, that's nice. It was Nasan Eino. The Beis Hamikdash, the Mikdash Rishon, and Ubet HaMikdash HaMishavoy. That's all the Yitzhar wanted. That was the whole plan. That was the whole goal. That was the whole Matar. That was the whole Tachlis. That's what it means that Yitzhar is tzvoini. He's hidden. Where it looks like there's all types of events that happened. And things that cause things and things that cause things. But in the end, all of a sudden at the end of the process comes out what really the goal of the whole thing was. Nosan Eina the Mikdash Rishon, Nosan Eina Mikdash Sheni. And that means that the Churban Beis Hamikdash wasn't just a terrible tragedy, but it was the goal of the Yetzer Hara, the goal of the Satan, the goal of the Kirkus Arat to undo the Yetzer Hara. And for that, the Yetzer Hara has the ability to create world wars and mapechas and revolutions and turbulence in the world. But all for the Nosan Eina, for the Tamidei Chacham Mishavoy and the Beis Hamikdash. What is this battle with the Beis Hamikdash and Tamid Chacham? That means Tisha B'Av is not just the avelus of the end of the tragedy of the Churban. That the peak of the tragedy was the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But that was the whole story. It's brought down. Some Zeb brings down drashas. Some Zeb brings down that the battle between Yaakov Avinu and the Sar Shal Esav by Yehovah Kishimu took place on Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av is the day of the Yetzirah, right? Rashi says that he went off to say Shira after in the Aldeis HaShachar. Amaluch says Shira on the day that's his Tafkid, and Samuel, the Sar Shal Esav, his day is Tisha B'Av. That's the day that he has control. And the battle with the Sar Shal Esav happened on the day of Tisha B'Av. Yehovah Kishimu Ad Aldeis HaShachar. We're talking about the ultimate battle of Ra and Toiv, and that's what Ruchum says, Nosan Einov, b'mikdosh b'tamid ha'chomim, is the essence of Nosan Einov, that's all the Yetzirah wanted. But we see over here, in this Gemara in Sukkah, that there's the Beis HaMikdash and Tamid HaChom. There's something combined between the Tamid HaChom, the Torah of Tamid HaChom, and the Beis HaMikdash. And the Yetzirah had two targets wrapped into one, the Beis HaMikdash and Tamid HaChom. But what's the Tzadashah over here? What's the kesher between Mikdash, Lassan, Ein of the Mikdash, and the Tamid HaChom? So there's a well-known Gemara in Bavlashat of Gimel Mebeis, Nafdalam and Aleph. The Gemara there says that Hordus killed all the Chachamim except for Baba Ben Buta. In the end, he realized he made a mistake. And he said to Baba Buta, so, Maita Kante Dehu Gavra, what do I do to fix it? Amalei, so Baba Ben Buta said to Hordus, Hu Kab Oyer Shalelam, you extinguish the light of the world, except in our midst of the Torah Har. Yelef Yasek Oyer Shalelam, so go ahead and fix the Irish Alevon, that's the base of Mikdash, to exceed the Nahar, who Elof Kol HaGoyim. The word Nahar, most of the Farshim Pasuk in Yeshaya, comes from the word Nahar, they're going to stream. But the Rishash over there, after now it says that it means Nahar was from the word light, Nahara. They're gonna be drawn by the light. That's the point of the Pasuk Shabbat, the Gemara, the Gemara is coming to, what's coming to being a Raya, that the base of Mikdash is called Or. But either way, the base of Mikdash is called Irish Alevon, and then that's the famous Gemara Bavlashta that Hordus went ahead and was misak in the Beis HaMikdash. So what did Baba Ben Buta tell Hordus? Who kiba amish merish, you put out the light. That's Torah. He's go ignite a different light, put on a different light. What's that? Beis HaMikdash. Yelech v'yitak v'yirish alelam. Yelech v'yasek v'yirish alelam. So we see a tzadashah over here, we see a common denominator between Torah and the Beis HaMikdash. They're both called the Ogre Shal Olam. They're both called the Or of the Bria. Is that about the fits in with this Gemara in Sukkah? The Gemara in Sukkah says that the Yetzirah, the Tzvoini, the hidden one, he's out to get Nosan Enav in the Mikdash at the Tamid HaChomen. Shaboy. He's out to get the Beis HaMikdash and the Tamid HaChom. And we find by Hordus that Torah with the Beis HaMikdash are all wrapped in one. They're both Oyrei Shalom, they're both the light. The Ramchal in the Sefer Derech Etz Chaim speaks about the fact that Torah is light, and he says as follows. I'm going to read the Lashon inside. Ala Torah Ne'emar Haloi Koi Dvorai Ka'esh Noam Hashem. Vaidyonu was a ki emes hadofar shatayri imamish or echo nitain li Yisrael le or boy. The Torah is a light that was given to Klal Yisrael to light up their lives, le or boy. Ki leku chokmas hanochrius v'yediyas hachol she'enim erli yediyas dobar ma she'yasek hashek v'tachoy. All the other chokmas are information. A person can work very hard to acquire the information. But it's not made or the person's life. Achatayr hine kodeshu. Torah is a chelik. Hashalom itziyas gavoya v'govim eroimim v'tzchayav on high. Kashiyasek bo odom lamata. When a person's Isaac and Torah is down here, in this world, orishu. It's a light. Hashatayr v'nishmosa l'hagiyo v'yisrael ginzim eroimim. It will give him a light inside, will illuminate him to go all the way up to the upper worlds. Ginzeh Aboyri's Goshmai, the treasure house of the Eivishta. V'derech ha'oru p'ula chazaka sheipozba, and the effect that it has on a person. Zu dvar ha'chochem v'toyga or. Or mamish v'loy chochem. It's not just a chochem, it's an or. And he says, v'loy shem ma'ave or v'derech dimyin. It's not up some moshul, he says. Ki zu mitzias malah, that's the mitzias. Ubehikonsa v'neshama yikones or brokash yikones nitzos hashemesh v'achad abatim. He's in a Moravika, a marshal. Person's in a dark house. It's night. It's pitch black. Can't see anything. And a ray of light comes in. So one can appreciate what that ray of light does, the illumination that it causes. He says that's the aura of Torah when it goes into a person's neshama. And what it means on a very basic level is that Mishael Sashom says, Avelam Hazeh is Doimel B'choyshech. A person lives in a world of darkness, his midas, his retzainis, And the Torah literally is a light that lights up his neshama, that he's able to see who he is, what he is, what's emes, what's not emes. It's like a ray of light that comes into a dark room. You're living in darkness, where all you see is a collection of retzainis and midas royos, and all types of drives and instincts. You can't see anything else. And then the Torah is a ray of light that comes into your neshama. He says it's not a muscle, it's a reality, it's a metzias. And that aura of the neshama ignites you and lights you up and exposes you to Ginze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a whole thing that you wouldn't see otherwise. It's like a person, imagine a person's on a stage and there's complete darkness, and then all of a sudden there's a spotlight that says, oh, there's something over there, and something over there, and something over there. And that exposure of illuminating that to the person accesses, that allows the person to access those things that he couldn't see till now, and takes him to a different place completely, a different metzias. That's the lashon of the Ramchal, that Torah is an aura, like a dark house that a ray of light, nitznus, went in and a crack of light, a drop of light, what it does. Then all of a sudden a person can see all types of things that he didn't know existed in himself and the world around him. That's why I put down this form that the Choshech the Yavan, Choshech al-Pnei Tahoim is Yavan. Why is Yavan called Choshech and not in Hanukkah? But it's appropriate to talk about this Nekuda because Yavan is Chachma. But the Chachma of Yavan kept them in Choshech because it was al-Pnei Tahoim. It was only on the Pnei of the Tahoim, but under the Tahoim itself, the depth, and what's in the Tahoim, what's in the depths, the darkness. So, V'choshech al-Pnei Tahoim means that the light of the Chochmah of the Goyim has no effect on them at all. That's what the Ramchal is saying. It's a collection of ideas, but it doesn't ignite anything inside of them. So the Tahoim, that's the Tahoim under the ground, in the depth, the dark and scary, and Choshech v'afela, full of all the worst things. The biggest example of Choshech al-Pnei Tahoim is the Germans, Yimach Shemam, who are the most cultured and the most advanced society in Europe. 70, 80 years ago, 90 years ago, there were more doctors of philosophy in Berlin than there was in any other city in the world. But it was Choshech al-Pnei Tahoim, because under the Tahoim was the Spitz Achzorius, the Spitz Rishos, the Spitz Sinna, the Spitz Chayro, the Spitz brutality that no human being can even imagine. Because the Chochmah was Choshech. It was a Chochmah that blight Choshech. It's Al-Pnei Tahoim. The Tahoim stayed Tahoim. The Tahoim stayed covered. The Tahoim stayed dark. There are places in the Tahoim, in the sea, where no light penetrates. Giyadua, where Kamata can't be living beings. That's how a Goy lives, by the way. They live in darkness, where there's no chias, there's no aura that penetrates. It doesn't penetrate. Deep sea, the aura doesn't penetrate. It doesn't go in with it doesn't touch it, it doesn't reach there. So the Chochmah was al-Pnei Tahoim. It didn't go anywhere, it didn't have any effect at all. That's the aside of Torah. That Torah is called Oiroi Shal Oilam, that it illuminates the person, that Tahoim of Rishos, Achzorius, Be'ed Midis, Sinna, they're illuminated, and a person sees that it's nothing, it's darkness, it's garnished. The person is able to see a different side of himself. And once he's able to see a different side of himself, he's able to access that side of himself. That's the Ginze HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person has. The Mikdash is also called Oyer Shel Olam. What's the tifkai, why the Mikdash was called Oyer Shel Olam? A person came to the base of Mikdash and he saw that in the Choshech of Olam Hazeh, there's an Eibrish called Mashmash Shinoz. The person came to the Beit Mikdash, he saw the Asara Nisim that were done there. Things which were Shalei Keder HaTeva. What did he see? He saw that in a Gashmiistic world, in a world of Choshech, which is Olam Hazeh, like the Zilz Hashem describes, there could be Ruchnius. The person came there, and the person came back a different person. The person came back illuminated. The Beit Mikdash gave out or mitzad the fact that it was Migala, that in the Bria there could be Ruchnius, in the Bria there could be a Eibishta. Sulam Mutzav Arza, Veroish Magia Shemaim, that's the Makam HaMikdash. That a person can live in this world and be in the Magusha Dikar world and know there's an Eger still there. That's what the Beis HaMikdash, and that was a reflection of every person for themselves. A person came to the Beis HaMikdash stuck in his, maybe in his bad midas. A person came with all his troubles, and a person wasn't able to see past himself, and a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he learned how to relate to himself, he learned how to relate to the Bria, that there's an Eger, that there's something else going on, really, it's not dark, it's light. The Beis HaMikdash was called Eger Shel Olam. So, after the Chorban, the Tzvaini, what the Yetzirah want? Nosan Eino, the Mikdash, or B'tamid HaChom Shavoy. There are two Metziasim in the world which illuminate the world in the Choshech of the world, in the Choshech of Olam Hazeh, where a person doesn't see what he is, he doesn't see what the Bria is, he doesn't see what the Kosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't see what his possibilities are, and a person relates to himself. And a chayshet b'koeya up in etahoyim. Nosan eno, the Yetzirah's goal was to turn out the light, to turn out the oyrishal elm of Torah, the negeah to the tamid chachamim, which is a personal level, and to turn out the aura of the bria b'chal, that a person can be able to have a realistic, emistic look at the world, not to live in darkness. And that was nosan eno. That's the goal of the Yetzirah, that we should live in a world of chayshet, of ritzaynis, of bed midis, of achzorius. And think that that's the reality. And that's the Chorban. And that's the Chorban that affects Torah. We say, Shibona Beis HaMikdash, Shasem HaKeinu B'Sar HaSacha. The two things go hand in hand. They're both Oyer Shalom. They're both the places where we see the real truth of the world, and we're able to get past the Choshech, both in ourselves and both in the Bria. Well, what's the real thing? There's a very interesting Maral in a few places. The Maral brings down in Derech Chaim, Perakei, Mishnehei, in Ovis. He brings down this Gemara of Oyer Shalom with the Gemara of Basra. And he says that the Beis HaMikdash, he says like this, Beis HaMikdash, he says something very interesting. He says even more so. He says the reason why the Beis HaMikdash is called Oyer Shalom. He goes on over there to explain that the Asar and Nisim that were in the Beis HaMikdash were all Nisim to show that there's no Hefsid in the Beis HaMikdash. What does he mean? He says that Or represents reality, Metzias. The reason why the Beis HaMikdash was called Or and the Torah is called Or because it's the Metzias of the world. His lashon is in other places. He says, "Olam niku elu shneim oyer shel olam, ki elu shneim hem ikar metzias olam." Choshech, says the Maral, is heder hametzias, not real. It's not reality, and or represents reality. Torah and mikdash are the reality of the bria. Why is or called reality? So he says something very interesting. The Maral says that or means reality. He says on a very basic level, without it, he says, or you can see something. So when there's light, the object's there. So in the Torah Kadosha, or represents reality. It represents reality. That's the reality. It's nimitzah. What there is, you can see it. Choshech, says the Maral, comes from the Lashon by the Akedah. The lechasach has been from. Avraham Avinu didn't hold back. Has been Avraham Avinu didn't hold back Yitzhak Avinu from the Akedah. The lashon of Choshech comes from the word Chasachta, which is not to do, to hold back, Heder, not. Choshech means not reality, not being able to identify anything, not being able to see anything. And the Maral says in a different place that that's why Olam Hazeh is called Choshech. The Gemara says Psachim in the beginning that Olam Hazeh is called Laila. Olam Hazeh Shedoyim Laila. Why is Olam Hazeh called Laila? Because it's not the real Metzias. Darkness, Laila, represents something which I can't see. So it doesn't have a reality to it. Or it could be seen, and that's why it's called, it's here. But El Hazza says the Gemara Pesachim is Laila, because it's darkness, and El Hazza is not the real reality. Says the Maral that Torah and the Beis HaMikdash are called Oiroi Shal Olam, because Or represents Mitzius, Or represents something that's there. Choshech represents Chosach, or something which is not there, something which I withheld, something which I can't see, something which I can't see doesn't exist. But El Hazza is called Laila, because Shom calls it Laila, the Gemara Pesachim calls it Laila. Sakta the Maral, it's called Laila. She'ena ikr ha-metziyas doyna le-layla. Olam haba shu ha-metziyas doyna le-yayim. More of the Asad Mishlach and Tabez. Layla is Olam Hazeh, and Yayim is Olam Haba. What's the shot? Why is Torah the reality? It's called Or because Or represents something which is seen, something which exists, something which is there, something which is apparent. It's a Mikdash is called Orish Olam because it's the metziyas. Olam Haba is called the Metzias. Olam Haba is called Choshech Olam because it's not the reality. Why not? Why? What is the reality? The answer is this Ramchal. The answer is that the real reality of the Bria is not the way we look at ourselves, and it's not the way we look at the Bria. A person opens up the window from this day's Medrash and you look out into the world. You see a world of Choshech, of Azorius, of Midas Ros, of Pnei Tahoim. A tahoim where no light comes, no light of chachma. The choshech al penei tahoim. That's Yavan. It's the choshech al penei tahoim. There's a world out there where not even a ray of light. What the Rachal describes in Eitz Chaim as a ray of light going into a dark house. There are places where no light comes. And then, because of the churban, we start to think that that's reality. We start to think that's the metzias. It's not the metzias. It's the choshech. You're not able to see what there is. That's the choshech. The choshech is who kapa oyer shel oylam is that when the light went out, we stopped seeing the reality of the bria. All we're able to see is the choshech. We're not able to see what's really going on. We're not able to see that the Eibush is here in the bria. We're not able to see the Eibush in ourselves. And Torah is the oyer shel oylam in a person. It's the ray of light in a person's neshama that illuminates all the dark places in a person. That's what Torah does to a person. Rossi Yates Hong, Rossi Torah Talbot. It refines a person. It's Machayev a person. It takes a person up to the Ginzein Rome. It makes a person godly. It makes a person higher. And the Beis HaMikdash was Oyer Shel Olam in the Bria. That a person came to Beis HaMikdash and he saw that the world's not Choshech. There's an Eibush in the world. There's a higher standard in the world. There's a higher value in the world. There's something in the Pnimius of the Bria. That's the Oyer Shel Olam. That's the what the Maral says. That and only that is the reality. That's the reality of the Bria. That's really what's happening. But if your eyes are closed and you live in darkness, you can't see what's going on. So you live in head or chasachta. And that's what we daven. Shibonu Beis HaMikdash, the same Kokeinu B'Zohar Sacha, that the Eibushter will take us out of the Choshech and allow us to see. So the Avodah of these days is that we should be happy with the fact that we live in darkness. And we should understand that the world that we live in, both the world and both in ourselves, it's not the real reality. It's not the real reality. We live in a Choshech. It's not the reality. It's not who we are. It's not where we are. It's not the reality of the Bria. And that's why all types of priorities and all types of dilemmas that we have, and all types of stakes that we have, all types of Yetzirahs that we have, all of us, and all types of struggles that we have are all in the Choshech, in the darkness where we don't see the reality. We don't see the Ginzei HaMelech. And we don't see the Ginzei HaMelech in the Bria. Because the light was extinguished. That's the point of our days. Everybody in their own private life to remember that the little world that we live in is not the real world. There's a higher. We could go higher. We will go higher. We need to go higher. And these days are misugal because these are the days of the Choshech of Nosan Einav that the Tzfoini, the Yetzirahara, extinguished the light. And we live in a world of Choshech al Penei Tahoim. Every person in their own personal lives, as much as they bring the Or of Emes, of Metzias, of Torah, to be mayor, a Nitznut Shalor Lashen, the Chedrei Besoi, that's as much as we are contributing to relighting the Oyer Shel Olam in the Beis HaMikdash, the mayor of Yemenu.